Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is, you know, Wednesday. I'm your host, Daniel, and again, we got a great show for you. It's a special day. We just added today's show sometime last week, and it was basically we added two shows for the week. We added Joel Stevens for Credit on Mondays at 4 o'clock, and that's talking about credit, and then we've added Wendy Fulfer, who's bringing the holistic eagle eye to us live and in action. It's just awesome to have Wendy on the show today because the background that she has, the practice that she practices, and the services that she provides is indescribable, and that's why to be even on the same network as her right now and just talking to Wendy is a pleasure, it's an honor. How you doing today, Wendy?
I'm good, feeling good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Damon, for having me on today.
Oh, that's no problem. So now, before we get more into the healthy side from the inside, mm-hmm. can you just give me a little bit about your practices? Like, what made you go into the health industry?
Well, I had a lot of health issues. I had a disease called endometriosis, and I suffered with that for 13 years. My husband and I have been married 22 years, and wasn't able to have children. And I had surgery. They removed the tumors. I had 12 uterine tumors. I had a cyst on my ovary. I was in pain 3 weeks out of the month for 13 years, just very much in pain. And basically, I had the surgery, and it came right back. And they told me I had to give me a total hysterectomy. And I said, well, that's not the choice I would like to have. So I went to a holistic doctor, and she basically explained to me that she just needed to unclog me, get my circulation working better, my digestion working better. She looked at something called iridology. I'll explain that later. And she saw everything that I was going through as far as my body. It was very toxic. So she cleaned me out. She dissolved the tumors, 12 tumors dissolved from my uterus. She dissolved my cysts. I lost 50 pounds in 3 months, and within a couple of days, my pain was gone. So that definitely made me a believer. After 13 years being in excruciating pain and didn't know where it was coming from, she told me where it was coming from and how it would come back, and then she also showed me how I can get rid of it. So that definitely made me a believer, so I started investigating and see how I can help other people.
Wow, and then that's a great tool, that testimony. Now, in taking upon, you know, what made you, what certifications or what's your title considered?
Mm-hmm. I'm a certified natural professional. I practice in iridology, scurology, and also I practice reflexology as well. And also I have a practice as well as called emotional therapy. If you'd like me to explain each one of them at this time, Damon?
Yes, please.
Iridology is Iridology is the study of the iris, which is the brown or blue part of your eye. We as a humankind, we only have two colors of the human eye, which is blue or brown. And so everything that comes through our path of life, it may come from birth. I can see a scar that's on your iris and see exactly in the beginning of your life, how did you come in? Did you come in with a weak heart? Did you come in with a weak liver? Did you come with a bad kidney? Who did you get it from, your mom or your dad? And then as the years goes on with your lifestyle, I'm able to see what's the age of your organs, what damage have your body went through your lifestyle of living, that will show up through the iris as well. And that's called iridology. I also do something called neurology.
Before you go on to that one, the next one, So basically, you'll be able to see things that I guess the average won't be able to see, or probably the average don't even look for.
Exactly. I use a magnifying glass and a flashlight, which makes the iris expand bigger so I can see exactly the scars on the iris. That would be compared to like if someone scratched their hand or have a scar there. You see the scar, but you don't know where it came from. You don't know the story. We just see the after effect. So everything your body's going through, emotionally, physically, mentally, your body, the iris will actually show what your body is going through inside. And we can see also how it's affecting your organs as well.
Wow. Okay. I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, and then we have something called sclerology. Sclerology is the study of the sclera. The sclera is the red veins that shows up in the white part of your eye. Those lines, when people see your eyes as bloodshot red, that's not just a person's tired. Something's going on with those organs right there in day, today. So I can see possible inflammation. I can see in that session, I can see toxicity. What food got stuck in your body and that you didn't absorb, and what organs are getting deteriorating from that. And also see possible parasites. We look at possible parasites. We say possible because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical doctor, I can't diagnose, so we can actually see what might turn out to be a diseased body, perhaps. We see that through the sclera. And through the sclera, also see something called, we look and see for emotional therapy. So the sclera lets me know who's affecting you emotionally, who made you angry, who made you depressed, who abused you emotionally, physically. We can see that all through the sclera and basically give you some way to get that those emotions out so it won't become diseased.
Wow, wow. So by being able to see all of these things of the past, who abused you, who you hold grudges with, who you don't have forgiveness with, is there things that will allow you to, you know, work this way, getting this out of us?
Oh, absolutely. We do. Once we deal with the emotional part of the health issue, we also deal with the toxic level, and we have supplements that actually will flush that organ from toxicity, and the body will absolutely know what to do. As far as you'll feel better, you'll have more energy. People have lost weight as well. It's basically putting life back into your body because your body able to move better, circulate, think clearer, and you're a better person. People's personality has changed. They used to be angry. They're no longer angry. They used to have resentment. They're forgiven. All that is because we're clearing the toxicity and emotional issues within the body that has been housed for years. We just open up the passage and allow the body to move free and able to do what it needs to do naturally.
Wow, that's awesome. And then now reflexology.
Yes. Reflexology, I myself don't give the services. I have my husband, who's Robert Fulford III, he assists me in my services due to because I have the practice of iridology, sclerology. It's a little bit too much to do the feet as well. But reflexology is a stimulation of the bottom of your feet. You have 7,000 nerve ends in the bottom of your feet. And what happens is it connects all through your body and your organs. So when he's able to flush, for example, if you have a large liver, or if you have a possible parasite in liver, we actually have seen an individual pass worms, parasites, in our toilet after he has practiced the reflexology session on them. We've had people have told us they pass kidney stones after the reflexology session. So the reflexology is the beginning right there and then, getting the support and getting the body circulate and open up passages before we even get the supplements in you.
Wow. Now, in all of these services, let me just give out your 800 number before I start asking more questions. It's 866-776-9268, and that's your 1-866 number, correct?
Yes, that's my live answering service. Mm-hmm. 1-866 live answering service. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. Have an answer service, and you leave a detailed message for me and my assistant. Well, get the message, and she'll call you back and if you'd like to schedule an appointment or talk to me. She'll give you the information that we can get to you as soon as possible.
Okay. Now let me just ask a few questions here. I know yesterday, I don't know if you were on the show or not, but we were talking about our forgiveness.
Yes, I was listening. That was powerful.
Okay, so you were listening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So now I want to know, holding on to some of these things, what can be the problem when we hold on to things such as not being able to forgive and let go?
Well, just to give you an example, the organ that's affected for forgiveness is the kidney. We mentioned that when a person don't have the flow of their circulation of the toxicity that's free of their body, it is going to affect them emotionally. So when a person does not forgive, that is a kidney issue. I'll just give you one example. The kidney is blocked. Perhaps you might have possible kidney stones, might have inflammation, possible inflammation of the kidney, and so that affects your emotions. For example, a person can die from a broken heart. If the husband died first and 5 years later, the wife, she misses her husband, she will probably will pass because she missed her husband so much, she died of a broken heart. So when a person has resentment, can't forgive, that is a kidney issue. So what I do, I go in and I do the scalarin and I'll see what is the function of their kidney. And then it'll point to, let me know, the vein will let me know who are they not forgiving. It will let me know if it's their father. It will let me know if it's their brother. It'll let me know if it's their mom. Just the veins, it literally will point to the individual that has affected.
And when you say the veins, when you say the veins will point, I'm assuming it's not an arrow. It would be something as, I assume it's something as the veins are heavy in certain areas of the body where it will determine and allow you to see that.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would literally point, like, for example, if a person, if it points to a person's left nipple or left chest, that's nurturing from a mom. So that lets me know they have issues with their mom. Literally, the veins of the eye will actually point, because I have a chart, and it'll point to different individuals that's affected by our organs. And then if that organ is inflamed, possibly inflamed, that means that's an issue today emotionally. And we start talking to the individual about it, and they'll start telling me, oh, yeah, I had an issue with this person 10 years ago. And then we confirm it, and we tell them to talk about it or write about it to get their emotions out. And they feel so much better.
And you can see some of it now, and some of this can be caught before it get to, I guess, its worst stages, as often as we then take heed to the doctor or someone of knowledge as yourself. You could see this before it even happens, basically.
Yeah, well, what happens is the eye will start showing toxicity as well as emotional stress within 2 weeks. It'll show up. I've had individuals, we talk about something, and the mark shows right in their eye right when I'm talking to them. So it can be immediate reaction. It's like lightning. The things that irritate you or affect you emotionally, it'll show right up in the eye immediately. So we've had this definitely help with preventive measures. We've helped see things minutely before the doctor picks it up through X-ray or MRI. Again, we can't diagnose, but we can see it's a possibility that your body is trying to take you that way. And then we tell you that certain foods that's irritating is making that condition worse. So, yes, we have caught things before the doctor has been able to catch it because we see that in my new stage.
And I just want to give out your website. That's holisticeagleeye.com for folks that are listening in. That's holisticeagleeye.com. Folks can also download the show, iTunes, put in Dame You, or go to my website at damonyoumans.com. The toll-free number to call in is, do you know that, Wendy?
1-866-776-9268.
That's for Wendy to call into the show. My show is 646-595-4367. If you got any questions, you can always do one. Now, you know, I didn't, none of this stuff is planned, but I just want to go out on a limb to say, you know, when I first came there and I first met you, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it was very interesting what you said to me over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't have a problem speaking of anything personal with me because the way the show grows is from people being able to speak from within their hearts and given the realness of what we face in our head daily. And, I mean, I don't think, you know, I face anything different from what other people face. But when you talked to me the other night after I met you, you informed me, you said, something about my skin, and you seen that I was just getting out of a relationship, and either my lung was swelling. Repeat that to me.
Right. I saw that you was trying to have a better relationship with a female, and so I said that you was grieving. I saw your lungs was a little enlarged, possibly enlarged, and so you was trying to deal with that. So I said, I can definitely help you to release that emotion. I can't change your circumstances with the person, but we can just help you to deal with it. Because that's the problem.
Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And that's what we find is a problem with all of us, that we don't know how to release it without showing anger, or without hurting someone, or just showing more resentment, which it internalizes your organs, and then you get sick. You know, a person say, "You make me sick on my stomach." Well, literally, they are. They are making you. You could just look at an individual and just get literally sick just looking at them, because your emotions is so tied in with them. You're thinking you forgot them. You're thinking they're out your mind. But when you see them, that those sick feelings come right back to your stomach, because they really affected you emotionally. And so this is what we try to tap in, because we can get some serious ailments from just emotionally not releasing our feelings.
So me and you sometimes can be misleading, because you can just see certain things that, you know, when we walk outside, when we meet people, we don't walk up and say, "Hey, I'm such and such. Yesterday I just had this argument with such and such, and we broke up, and also, I just found out, you know, I got a kidney stone." We don't speak that when we just meet somebody,
right.
But something like that,
right,
that you can see, that is amazing. Like,
yeah.
I just don't sit well with me. Like, you just don't need to meet nobody right now.
Right, Damon. One time I saw this individual, young lady, and I saw, you know, the mark on her face. I do facial analogy as well. I can look at your face and see actually what organs are irritated or some issues there. And I said, "Did you just miss a baby?" She said, "How did you know I just had a baby? My baby's 3 months old." I said, "You had a boy, right?" She says, "Oh, my goodness, I had a baby boy." The mark was so clear on her face. It was so clear. So that's exactly what we do. We look at when it's a surface in the body, it's already effect inside. And so that's what we try to do. We look in and see the level of the issue, and try to just open the passage and try to get people better emotionally and physically. But, yeah, that was just one example how I can just see it right on the face.
Wow, and that's just what – now, also another thing that you said you do is when you look into people's eyes, you can also see, I guess, the history of the genes, what genes you took from your mother or took from your father, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Again, the left part of the body is all about your mother's health. The right side of your body is all about your father's health. So I can actually see when I do iridology, I can see your parents' history right through your eyes. Perhaps when you was a little boy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because after you finish this, I want to take a few calls and allow some of the listeners to chime in on what you're saying.
What may explain a little better, when you was a little girl, a little boy, when you went to the doctors, they looked in your eye with a flashlight, and they were looking for stuff. But right now they don't practice that in the medical field. What they do, they give you MRI, X-rays, and that's the way they assess you now, or take a blood work. Well, we took that practice over where we just look right in your eye, the naked eye. Your eye is a camera. Anything that your body is going to go through, anything that you have seen in a negative, positive way, put a mark right in the iris and put a history right there and show you clearly what you've been through. And this is what we tap in. We try to unlock the hurt, unlock the pain, unlock the toxicity, and just allow the body to move freely through circulatory systems and urinary, glandular. We hit every organ in the body and just give it the circulation it needs to body to be at a best possibility it can be in good health.
Okay. That's awesome. Carla, you're on the line with Dane Yu.
Yes. Hi. This is Dawn, actually calling from North Carolina, and I am very happy to hear the sister talking. I actually have a couple of questions. One is I have an aunt who actually is practicing naturopathic medicine as well, and she does some of the things that you're talking about as far as readings and different things like that. But one of the things that she told me that when she was about 6 years old, she had a grandmother who had sort of that sixth sense gift, and her grandmother had taken her hands and said, "You know, you're going to heal people with these hands." And I wanted to know, do you think that it's sort of this divine gift that you guys have, or is it something that other people, you know, through meditation and other things can acquire these gifts as well?
Well, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Dawn.
Dawn, welcome to the show. Thank you. That's a very good question. And I told that as well to Damon that we are by all means are not connected in any kind of way in a spiritual way. This is done in a physical way. I'm actually looking at physically, I'm looking at markings on your iris. I'm physically looking at the red veins that's in your sclera, the white part of your eye. I'm physically looking at markings. It's just like a tree. If you take a tree and you cut it and you see rings in the tree, if you count those rings in the tree, you can know the life of the tree. And that's basically what I'm doing. I'm physically looking at markings. We're not spiritually connected at all as far as where we're getting my answers from. I'm getting it from the scars and the markings that's literally cracks open right into your iris, and it gives me the information. I went to school. I'm practicing natural health for 10 years. And literally, when you actually study the eye can give you so much information just by the markings, the depth of the markings, the length of the markings. It tells you in details. So, no, this is no special spiritual connection.
Okay. Yeah. My second question is, one of the things that she encounters a lot is encountering patients who want the services, but unfortunately, they may not be able to pay for the services, or their insurance won't pay for that. And how do you, as a practicing naturopathic physician, how do you work around that for individuals who are seeking sort of these alternative forms of just assistance and medical help? How do you work around that for individuals?
Well, unfortunately, the medical field and the health insurance, they do not support us as far as we don't receive health insurance at all. Everything is out of pocket, just like a massage therapist when you go to the chiropractor. That's not we under that therapy, holistic care. So it's out of pocket. We try to keep it at a level where people can afford our services. My services, the first services is the iridology and reflexology together. We charge just $85. And then if a person want me, that's looking at the whole body. And if a person just want me pinpoint just one main issue, we have cut our price down to $45 where I could just look at an issue, one concerned issue, without the reflexology. So we're trying to adjust our costs, because we definitely know the people cannot afford not to come to us.
Right.
Because they're not satisfied, you know, other the medical is not giving them what they need, and they need another option. So we are definitely working on trying to work on people's budgets.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and you're really a pleasure to listen to.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, caller. Also, you know, just to chime in a little bit, we live in a country that sometimes, you know, the best thing isn't always the good thing for you, you know. So when people want to, you know, ask their health insurance why they're able to get certain things and why they can't get other things, then this is the reason why. I mean, if you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a call at 7644. You're on the line.
Hi, Wendy. My name
is
Keisha.
Nice, welcome.
I just wanted to, thank you. Thank you, Damon, for the show. It's an awesome show. I think that today's message is powerful, in the sense that you are offering a gift, one that you can't receive through any medical insurance. Is definitely one that has to be sought after.
Exactly.
And you're doing an awesome job with it. Just listening to you for the past 10, 15 minutes, I'm impressed. I got a sense of chills coming over me because of the information that you have offered. Again, it's so powerful. And they always said that the eye is the window to the soul. And I think that what you're saying is just reiterating or just backing up that phrase. So I just wanted to commend you doing what you're doing, and just, you know, may God continue to work in you and through you so that you can reach out and help educate our people, because the system is not designed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you. And then what we do, if I can't get to you physically, we can actually ask you to send us a picture of your face, and then we can actually do an assessment, right, looking at your face certain markers on your face, and then we'll do your report right over the phone and see what's going on. If you tell us that you came from Damon's show, we'll also give you a discount. So please.
I definitely will.
Yes, you can call at 1-866-776-9268 and leave a detailed message that you was one of the guests on Damon's show. And we'll definitely get
in touch with you
and make a phone arrangement for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I thank you so much. You have a great
afternoon. Thank you.
That was awesome. I didn't know you can do the just from a picture as well.
Yes, absolutely. I had a client who bought a member, and they was just didn't know what was wrong with the person. So I looked at the picture, and I said immediately, this person is very angry, and they're grieving their father. They was like, grieving their father? They've never, ever talked about their father. I said, they've been grieving their father for the last 15 years. And you just have to let them know that you're ready to listen to their feelings. So they took the they went to the person and told them what I said, and they said, absolutely, they've been going to the cemetery once a week for the last 15 years talking to their father or trying to get their feelings through their father. And they was blown away because this person never ever told the person that was very close to them that they was doing that, going to the cemetery once a week talking to their father. So, you know, it's just the body gives signals. It lets you know what's going on inside. And we're just looking at it and just allowing ourselves to open it up and allow people to get the relief they need. And emotional, people have road rages. People are having very depressed. They are killing people because they don't know how to release that anger, that emotion in another way than physical and hurting someone else. So what we did, Yes, we have people to relieve that hurt that's been sitting there for so long. Hopefully, maybe with some of my clients, the next show will allow to give their testimonies and say how that's helped them. We've helped people who've been abused over the years since they was younger. And when I looked in the iris and I saw the marking was so intense, and I saw they was having nightmares about it. I saw that they was just worried about it and can't be at peace with it. And then we opened it up and we let them write about it, and they said they actually felt a whole new person that's, like, so relieved, and they was able to function with life better. So we have quite a bit of testimonies like that.
And I think that would be great as well to have that. But you have some testimonies also on your website. Again, for those who are just tuned in, you can go to holisticeagleeye.com. That's holisticeagleeye.com. And Wendy has some incredible services here. And most important, everybody is different, too. I know that's one thing you can attest to, Wendy, that individual case is different. So what one person might be feeling, I know you've mentioned something to me awesome, and I can only say it in you know, spurts because, you know, it just don't stick with me like it stick with you. But I remember you said something about when they're having difficulties or problems in their ankles is because of something, and then you have it in your knees. Help me out with that.
Yeah, good memory. Very good, Dan. Yes, that's definitely is dealing with the individual that that's very close to you, and it's that you resent taking care of them. Unfortunately, we have to take care of our family, and sometimes we don't want to hurt our family members' feelings. And we just go through the motions and support them. But if our body starts giving us aching pains in certain areas, it's right there. Your body is not in what your heart is trying to do. And so we try to put that in balance. Talk about that you don't want to take care of your mom. Talk about that your children is a burden. Talk about that. Because if you don't talk about it, unfortunately, if you get angry with it, then it can become disease. We find that cancer is a possible anger issue with the individual. People don't just get breast cancer for no reason. They don't just get uterine cancer for no reason. There's something emotionally attached to that. There's an individual you're angry with or a situation you're angry with, and we clean out the organ, we get the toxicity out, but then emotionally, this will help for people not to have it come back. They go into a remission for 3 or 4 years, and then it comes right back. It's because they didn't get into the emotion. You know, why are you angry with this person? Why didn't you let this go? And then we just have them write about the person's and how they feel about it, and that the body is able to be distressed, less stress on the organs. So we actually, the emotions are very, very important. So, yes, Damon, you remember that very good.
That's awesome. So before I get the axe or borrow something, I need to see if their ankles or knees are hurting.
Yes. Yes.
And we got another caller on the line.
Sure.
At 7330. Go ahead, caller.
It's good. Hi, how are you? I'm actually calling into my cell phone. There's a lot of noise in the background. But I was wondering if the woman on the line here, does she have a book coming out, or does she have her own group of home remedies herself, or is it just a practice that she
No, my goal is to definitely to write a book once I get some downtime. That is my goal. I've told a lot of my clients that is my goal, and I told them, when I assess the eye and I see their issue is very special, I said, you're going to have a chapter all by yourself. So yeah, that is my goal, definitely to write a book once I get some downtime. It's just so many people need so much support. I've just been so busy helping people with immediate issues right now. And as far as the other question you said was, home remedies. No, I don't particularly make my own remedies. I do use a particular company that's been out for 37 years, and they're very awesome in their diligence of education as well, and their products are very thoroughly processed. So that's what I use. Okay.
And if I can make a comment too as well, I was happy to know that this show is actually speaking on something such as educational and holistic healing, because and shine a light on the on the medical industry and the kind of money game that it is out there nowadays. And so it's all about the end of business is keeping you sick, and I'm glad that this show has shed some light on that,
right,
on that subject. So I definitely wanted to call in and ask that question and make that comment.
Thank you. What's your name, sir?
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
What's his name? Damon?
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Okay.
I'm here to caller actually hung up, but
okay. No problem.
Yeah, but it was kind of like a little bit too of what I was saying with the health industry, and that was a good suggestion that comment that he made as far as saying that a lot out here wants you to stay sick, which is going to bear into the next question that I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
With so much of the food that we intake, and a lot of it is loaded with chemicals and things, is there something that you would also prescribe or give as a direction to what we should be eating better, or what we have too much in our body that we need to release?
Yes. Well, first I want to go back to the gentleman who just came in with that question. By all means, we do not want to put down the medical field, because sometimes we do need the medical field. We had a client who had I looked in her eye, and I saw she had a massive possible tumor in her brain. And she said, can you get rid of it herbally? And I said, well, you know what? It's so mass. The mass is so in a bad position in your brain. You need to go to the emergency room right now. So she did. She went to the emergency room, and the doctors told her they had to take that tumor out of her brain immediately. She couldn't even go home. That right day, they had to give her surgery. They told her she would live 50%, she would survive, 50% she won't. So fortunately, she was able to survive. They was able to relieve the mass. But then when she came back in after she finished the surgery and got, her body back to normal, I was able to go over the foods to tell her why did that mass get there. There was a certain food that she ate too much of. See, if you eat a lot of ice cream, if you eat a lot of candy, if you eat a lot of beef or pork, there's certain foods that you just keep on eating. You're like, I can't get enough of this, because your body's not getting this signal. And then there's an organ that's blocked. So what we do, we unblock the organ, and then your body says, oh, that was enough. So we're not saying you can never have, some sweets or never have some ice cream, but every minute, there's some herbalists that tell you never touch it. But that's not reality. Our taste buds needs a variety. And so we just tell you do it at a minute stage. When people get high blood pressure, high cholesterol, different diseases, because it's overloaded with certain foods, it's just the body is stuck. And the food don't know where to go. And so it works on the organ and makes the organ disease. We find that beef and pork stays in your small intestines for 7 years. So there's food that your body just cannot let go. We naturally are supposed to have fruits and vegetables, and we get all the kinds of additives and all kinds of processed foods. The body don't know what to do with that. Our body does fight for us, but the immunes try to build, try to delete certain things in our body. But the residue, we're talking about the residue, the food that stays in there and doesn't leave and makes the body weak and sick and disease. And that's what we need to put a balance on. Did that answer your question, Damon?
Well, that definitely answered my question. And so I guess you say we have too much of certain things. It can hurt you. Now, what about the things that's already there? Is there a way that we can, you know, kind of wean that off, you know, what's not good?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We had one client that I saw a possible parasite in her, in the person's throat. And so we gave her a supplement, and we let her know how aggressive to hit it. And when she moved her bowels, she passed the worms. She has pictures of the worms wrapped around her stool. She has two worms that came out in the toilet. It was all by itself. It wasn't with the, even with the bowel movement. I had another two clients that I gave them something that parasite, possible parasite was in her, their throat, and they threw it up. They threw it out. That sounds kind of gross, but how it gets out the body, just get it out. No matter how it gets out, let it get it out. So, yes, we have supplements that actually cleans the organ. We have one organ that cleans your liver, lungs, colon, kidney, and your skin and expels worms in 2 weeks. So you're literally getting a bath inside. We have another supplement that takes one bottle, takes 10 years of fat off your artery. So perhaps lower cholesterol, lowers perhaps blood pressure. So we're literally correcting issues. And that's the beauty of it. We're giving your body a bath inside. And the body knows what to do once it has the circulation is open, the passage is open, and knows what to do.
Wow. Another caller who pretty much I don't think I ever took the caller off, but you're still on. You have a question.
Yeah, I also wanted to talk about, she touched on this earlier, you know, the health disparities between particularly African-American and Hispanic populations and Caucasian individuals. And a thing, it seems like what you're doing is very untapped in the medical profession. We know that there are health disparities. There are studies that come out that talk about, you know, the percentage of women with heart disease and cancer and diabetes and all these different things. And again, you know, you talked about this sort of emotional connection. You talked about this nutrition connection, you know, what you're putting inside your body, the physiological aspects of that. And again, I think, you know, it's great that the show is going out and trying to educate people. So how do we as a community really transform this culture among us? Because to me, if we want to rid ourselves of the health disparities, it goes into what you said. You know, shedding ourselves of the emotional stress that comes on just being black in America and what that entails, our historical memory and all those different things, challenging our diets and grocery stores that are in our urban communities and challenging them to change the type of groceries that they offer, and then getting access to, again, services that are different or alternative than traditional medical services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it definitely starts at home.
Thank you.
Those are excellent questions. Hope I can answer. What happens is we definitely need to start at home. It needs to start at home. It needs to start at when a child, when you see a child can't get along with another child and they don't talk to you about it, they just start punching the child. That child has anger issues. You have to sit down and talk to them. You see a child, their fist is balled up, and they can't talk, but they just want to ball their fist and punch a person. They have anger issues. Right there and then, a child has to be trained the way you can get your emotions out, not just hitting, but talk. If a person, or write a letter to this person. We know, we heard of an experience of a young lady who her classmates, her classmates was so mean to her, they would put the shed of a pencil, you know how you sharpen your pencil, the shed of a pencil, and they put it in her sandwich where she wasn't looking. That's cruel. So what she did, she went home, she told her parents, and her parents encouraged her to show love to these children, don't show hate. So what she did, she made them all a cookie with a heart on it and put I love you on each cookie and gave it to the kids who did that to her. Now, that was very releasing because she was able to get her emotions out and show them that she's not going to show retaliation. And so that's what we have to do. We have to train our children. It's okay to be upset, but how do you react in a negative way is going to affect you later on in life. So when you get people road rages, you get people who murder. They started at a child. I was a classroom assistant with autistic children for 15 years as well, especially. And I worked with a lot of behavioral problem children. When we changed their diet, and I told their parents when I was studying food at the time, when I started going to college for school for food, and I was still working in the school district, I would talk to the parents. Your children are acting out because of what they eat. We see that personality change after lunch. And you got to not put this in their lunchbox. You got to give them a fruit. When fruit tastes bitter to them, it's because you put that now later in their mouth, that cookie in their mouth, in their body, their taste buds has changed. You keep on giving them grapes. You keep on giving them the natural candy, grapes, bananas, apples. Their body will say, oh, this is so sweet. But you got to train the mouth to want to have natural. You keep on putting chemical in there, your body is not going to want natural. So those are excellent questions that you have, but it takes a lot of work. This is why I'm so glad Damon is allowing us to have this radio talk show, because people have to be informed what to do. They have a choice. I've had clients that told me they didn't have a choice. They didn't know that you can go an alternative way to get well. So we appreciate that you not only be on this call, share with others what you heard today, and hopefully be on the call next week, and then we can just get hopefully the whole American, the whole world to be able to hear this talk show and see that they have options to get well naturally. Hope that answered your question.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that you also work with kids as well. That's
mm-hmm.
That's very good, because there's a lot of kids that face a lot of adversity in school with peer pressure and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you just almost like you basically can help those kids as well going through that.
Yeah, especially we have a lot of children that's going through divorce. They're going through divorce just like the parent. It's a single parent. The child's not able to see their other parent. I had a child who was just here, and they was not able to see. I saw in their eye, I said, you're angry with this particular parent. And I said, did a parent say something negative to you? I told him, I said, did your father say something negative to you recently in the last 3 months? And they counted the months back, and they said, yes, I was in the car, and they were talking very negative to me about my mom. And I said, okay, how did it make you feel? He said, I'm very angry with him. And I said, well, do you see him? I don't see him. He said, I haven't seen him in the last 3 years, and he just started talking bad about my mom in front of me, and I didn't like that. And I said, well, I see he's putting a lot of pressure on your ear. I said, does your ear ring sometimes? And he said, yeah, my ear hurts. So I said, you need to go and write about your feelings about you didn't like your dad to say that about your mom. And, you know, and then we're still doing the therapy, but when he wrote the note, it was a whole paragraph. He had a lot to say about his father that day. So no one was able to tap into his feelings. He sat in the back of his seat and heard everything the father said, but when they were, because of respect of the father, he didn't get it out. So I'm allowing him to get it out. Say what you felt with respectfulness. No one will see this note, and you're going to rip it up. But you got to get it out, because that little boy is going to come to be a very angry child and angry adult and start hurting males because he's angry with his father. So we have to start with the children. Children have relationships that's going to deal with them the rest of their life if they don't be able to deal with the relationship they're dealing with now as a child with other children and other adults.
And that's great. And I guess one of the first things you want to do is, as you're saying, is to let it out. So that means we got to start allowing our kids to write down things that might be bothering them and without holding any grudges or punches towards it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Hold on. We got one more question, Wendy, and then I got to try to get you out of here.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the line with Daniel and Wendy.
How you doing? I was just listening, and I wasn't really going to say anything until you got to the children. That was one of the questions I was waiting to see if you did read children. My daughter, she actually does that. She gets angry at me or anyone, and she'll go in her room and she'll write. And someone actually was like, why do you allow her to write these things? And I'm like, this is the way she expressed herself. So I'm glad that you're putting it out there that children need to express themselves also to be able to not hold on to things and
mm-hmm.
to be able to let them go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I've seen adults that's been abused as a child, and then we tap into their childhood. What was their childhood like? Was they able to go to their parents and tell their parents that someone hurt them? No. There were several adults that told me their parents didn't have time to listen to their hurt, and now they start hurting as an adult. They don't feel welcome. They don't feel loved. They don't feel assured, and that is molding the adult. So they got to get their emotions out. So we've been very successful with that, helping. So, yeah, so I've helped as early as a four-day-old baby, not emotionally but toxic-wise. I looked in the eye and I saw that their baby's colon was clogged up, and we basically unclogged it because it was the mother, when she was feeding, breastfeeding, when she was eating, the baby was, you know, digesting as well, and it was clogging the colon up. So we've helped people as early as 4 days old very well and cleaning out the body.
Wow.
So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I mean, you've given us so much great knowledge today, Wendy, and we look forward to next Wednesday at 4 p.m. It's going to be awesome having you in rotation with us. We look forward to allowing not just myself but the listeners to be able to utilize you to help them with their lives and better what's going on and help correct some of the things that we have problems coping with. Folks can always log on to DamienHumans.com. After the show, if they want to refer someone else to try and get an understanding for what today's show was about, or you can always call in at 646-595-4367 to call in and view your opinion and let us hear your voice. Also, for Wendy, you can go to her website, which is Holistic Eagle Eye. That's Holistic Eagle Eye. I'll spell it H-O-L-I-S. HolisticEagleEye. That's Holistic Eagle Eye. The toll-free number is 866-776-9268. And you can just mention the Dame You Show, and Wendy will definitely work with you guys. So we appreciate you listening today.
Thank you.
And we ask that you tune in next week because Wendy's going to have some special treat for us. Thank you, Wendy, and look forward to hearing from you next Wednesday.
Yes. Damon, they can also email me directly at wendyshealthyoutlook@comcast.net. wendyshealthyoutlook@comcast.net. No apostrophe S. They can directly email me, and I'll get the message as well.
Okay, that's wendyshealthyoutlook@comcast.net. @comcast.net. That's perfect. Also, yes. Today's show was sponsored by Back Pocket Magazine, where global culture and art is new at its moments. BackPocketMagazine.com. Thank you.
Thank you.